going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and James. You see this? Jeff Bezos, not to be outdone by Elon Musk. He's going to get into the car business, and he's going to make it affordable. He's going to make sure that you, even you, hey, Spadell, even you.
Even me?
You could have a brand new vehicle in your driveway for as little as, $13,000, $14,000.
That's
brand
a pretty good deal.
Why are these billionaires making such ugly-ass trucks?
I don't know.
All these cars are hideous.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Slate. And it says they're only going to make one model, right? That's what this says. One model in Indiana. And it's all made in the U.S. And it doesn't come with a radio. It doesn't come with a touchscreen. No screens at all. And it's just a basic, your basic model.
And it's got crank windows.
Yeah. I thought it was like 4 or 5 different models.
Well, I'm seeing what you're seeing. But in this article here, here's what they said. They said, let's see here. It says vehicle factories tend to have high ceilings, make room for multiple stories, damping, blah, blah, blah. It says the factory that Slate has purchased for its manufacturing reportedly near Indiana, the vehicle is designed, engineered, and manufactured in the U.S. with the majority of our supply chain based in the U.S. Snyder says the simplification goes simpler still. Slate will make just one vehicle in just one trim, in just one color, with everything from bigger battery packs to SUV upgrade kits added on later.
So I'm seeing the truck, obviously, and then this article that I'm reading says fastback SUV and a squareback SUV.
It says because, well, this is from this guy, Snyder. Snyder. Is the man.
He's a Snyder.
Yeah, he says, because we only produce one vehicle in the factory with zero option, we've moved all of the complexity out of the factory, Snyder says.
All right, here's the deal. According to Jeff Bezos' company, Slate, they have this vehicle that they say is going to be half the price of a Jeep Wrangler. For an example, if you buy a Jeep Wrangler, I think right now they're around $32,000. I think they're a little bit more than that, actually. But you can get one of these vehicles for $16,000. Brand new. Hot off the press. Now, granted, it doesn't come with certain items.
No, you know why it's called Slate?
Why?
Because they're calling it a blank slate
that
you can do add-ons to.
Oh,
so it says vinyl wraps, and it says that's why we called it Slate, because it's a blank slate, and we want owners to personalize it in every aspect.
It's kind of like the Barbie car.
It kind of is.
Yeah, you buy that, you can put whatever you want to on the Barbie car. Yep. It's the same thing almost. Mm-hmm. But he's going to take this vehicle, and he says that right now that Americans are fed up. They're fed up with the cost of vehicles. I will tell you this. I've been looking for a vehicle. I want one of the Denali 350s, okay, GMC. That thing is $98,000.
Yikes.
I'm not paying $98,000 for a vehicle, for a pickup truck.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice truck. Scratch the back of it. But I mean, when you buy a truck, you want to be able to use it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
It's gotten to the point of ridiculous. Even used, it's $80,000. And that's with 50,000 miles on it. It just isn't worth it. Yeah. Do you realize that's like a third of what I paid for my house? For a damn car.
I know.
Well, I'm it sorry about crazy. The language, yeah, folks, but for a darn car.
I know.
But that's Bezos says people are sick of that, and he wants to make it affordable. Now, are you going to give up some of the luxury? Absolutely. Are you going
to
give up?
You don't even have a radio. You won't even be able to listen to us.
Whoa. I'm totally against this now. Yeah. No radio?
No radio.
No, nothing at all.
What the hell are you going to listen to in the vehicle?
I don't know. The wind, I guess.
Earbuds in your phone.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, that's the only option.
But I think earbuds are illegal, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't know.
What?
Sneak around. Bezos doesn't care about the law.
No, he does not care.
He doesn't care.
Well, I mean,
you know, and I feel like that Lauren Sanchez has talked him into this.
See, I think that he's bored.
You do?
I do. I think that you know, there's only so many places you can go on your big, huge sailboat.
Okay.
And that, you know, and he's seen her jugs so often now, he wants new jugs, you know? Like, he's just bored.
Do you think he's sick of those?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, boy.
You know, I told you, Tommy Lee told me even Tommy Lee got sick of, boinking Pamela.
Yeah.
Never thought that could happen.
Me either.
Now, again, these are two different opinions, okay? Jamie says he's bored of boobs, okay?
Yep.
I think it's boobs that talked him into this. I think that boobs went to him. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sanchez. Right. Lauren Sanchez.
Jugs.
She went to him and said, Elon's kicking your ass right now. He's got a car. You don't have a car. We need a car. And she kept on.
Well, he did the spaceship.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. He did. He went out and copied his spaceship, and then he put a little humor in it by making it look like a penis. But, I mean, he followed Elon in that.
And now he's following him in the ugly truck category.
I think he is. I think it's just a matter of competition. And Lauren Sanchez is telling him that he's getting his butt kicked. Yeah. You got to get in that business too, buddy.
But don't you think if you're a billionaire, I mean, look, I'd love to try it, but don't you think you do get bored? You know, I mean, all they're doing is traveling and going to galas.
Yeah, I think that people like Elon and him, they do get bored. And they look for that opportunity that they can put their mark on society.
Yeah.
They want that. That means a lot to them. It's part of the ego, you know?
Right.
But they want to be the one that said, wow, I changed the world. Elon's done that. I don't know about Bezos yet.
He's getting there.
Yeah, he's getting there. You know, took a while.
Well, he did actually change the world.
I mean, Amazon,
He did. But he's looking for something new because, like you say, he's bored.
Yeah.
He's bored. Like, got to find something new. So he's come out with this car company.
This
he's announced
truck, you
it
guys,
today.
We put it on Facebook. It's hideous.
Take a look at it.
It is so ugly. It is just a box with wheels.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I could see there being a market with somebody's first car.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a great first car. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's really
no distractions. Like, you don't have teens worried about what's
on the touchscreen
or anything.
They're going to have earbuds in.
And their phone.
Yes, you're going to have their phone.
I know, but I'm just
they're going to be looking at that. It's not going to stop a teenager.
Yeah, but it's an affordable.
As
far as maintenance, electric.
And you can say, I bought my kid a car.
Yeah, a new one.
Yeah, I bought my kid a new car for his 16th birthday. Now, granted, it was only 11 grand, has no radio, didn't even have windows.
It has windows, they're just cranked.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
You got to work for it.
Oh, I thought Carson said no windows.
No, crank windows.
Oh, so you do get, see, what a plus. Windows, windshield, it's got it
clean
all.
Clean slate. It's a clean slate.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills. Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.